Welcome back, everybody. I hope you're excited as I am. Wisconsin, we deserve better than Ron Johnson. We deserve better than a conspiracy theorist. We deserve better than a guy that doesn't understand what peer review means in academia, in science, in medicine. We deserve a man who won't lie his butt off to ensure that he can get reelected. He spoke yesterday at the Milwaukee Press Club, said some bonkers things. We're going to start there. But then we're going to go to the content that nobody else in the state has, because he went from the Milwaukee Press Club to the Medical College of Wisconsin, you know, and talked to scientists and doctors. And they had some questions for the senator. But let us start with the press club. There's so much cruelty in the big, brutal bill, but not quite enough for our senator. Let's take a listen. This is Ron Johnson about taking a stand.
There's no amount of pressure that President Trump can apply to me that exceeds the pressure I feel, the promises I made to stop mortgaging our kids' future.
So you're
my loyalty is to the future of this country. My loyalty is our kids and grandkids whose future is being diminished because of what we've done to them already.
And his way that he's going to stand up for our kids' future is by killing their parents' dreams today, by making their parents and their kids sicker, poorer, less secure, more stressed, with less health care. I could go on and on. And then he dipped his toe to some vaccine conspiracy nonsense. Again, this is the Milwaukee Press Club. Our Senator Ron Johnson, yesterday, cut 15.
You said my claims have been debunked. Where and when? There's not one thing I've said during this COVID that's been proven untrue. Now, there are people that maybe disagree with me, but today on VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, which the FDA and CDC were touting the most up-to-date figures, there have been over 35,000 deaths report on the VAERS system worldwide associated with the COVID-19 vaccine. Over 1.5 million adverse events. Now, there are two main complaints about the VAERS system. One, it doesn't prove causation. That's true. But do you realize that of those 35,000 deaths, 25% either occur on the day of vaccination or within day one or two? So maybe it doesn't prove causation, but it certainly gives a guy like me concern. I was concerned about it back in March and April of 2021. So again, you're saying that what I've said about the safety of the vaccines has been debunked. It hasn't been debunked at all. Have you not noticed the Twitter files? Have you not noticed how federal health agencies were censoring truth and calling it misinformation?
What planet does this man live on? This is the guy that in the middle of COVID said on a radio station with thousands of people listening that, you know, just use a little freaking mouthwash for that pesky COVID. It's bananas. Yes, there are adverse event reports. They're adverse event reports for aspirin, for ibuprofen, for Viagra. It is utter drivel that comes out of this man's mouth with perfect confidence. I always like the, like, don't let the facts get in the way of my confidence with which I speak this nonsense. It's like Ron Johnson's creed de guerre, his modus operandi, is just say it with confidence and then scoff at those who try to ask you questions. Well, then he went to the medical college. Little different crowd. Now, this cut is a little longer, but keep your hats on because it's quite the thing. This is a doctor asking Ron Johnson about this very set of nonsense that we heard from the press club. Cut 20.
So I wanted to commend you for coming to an institution of
science and medicine that has recently been so harmed by your administration's policies and your own votes. And also, I'm truly intrigued by your, you know, thoughts about speaking your truth to a group and the contemporaries of the researchers and scientists and physicians who saved your daughter's life, despite speaking to everybody with such like disrespect for the work that they're doing. As a surgeon, I do know exactly what I'm charging my patients or what the institution is charging our patients for the services that we provide. And I will say that most of the people who are going to be disproportionately affected by the policies that are being enacted are your voters. These are often rural patients. These are veterans. These are elderly patients. And I am very informed, as is most of the room, informed on these policies, much more than I think you're giving us credit for, as well as the real world impact of the work that we're doing and these policies. So have you given any thought to reflecting on the damage to your specific voter pool and the people who have supported getting you into office so that when they are losing their house and losing their livelihood, I can discuss some of those issues with them?
But you seem to be hung up like, all I care about are my voters. So I'm concerned about the medical profession. I'm concerned about the fact that faith is eroded in it. I'd say partly because you pushed a COVID injection that literally did kill people, did permanently disable them. You can shake your head like that didn't happen. It happened. And the fact that you continue to deny it in general, not necessarily individuals, doesn't help people's faith in you. So again, I've spent a lot of time with the vaccine injured. I've seen the stats. I've seen how NIH covered it up, how they knew about myocarditis and simply didn't issue the warning. So.
Wow. When a doctor who, by her own admission, clearly wasn't a Ron Johnson supporter, a surgeon, says to you, I know how this works, and says in part, please speak to us with some respect. We disagree. We're concerned about the disparate impacts of your administration, this MAGA regime's policies. Your response is basically, people have lost faith in the medical profession, and I know better than you know. Newsflash, Senator Ron Johnson, you know what institution in these United States has the lowest approval ratings of all time right now? Congress. You, sir. The surgeon was asking him a question. Do you reflect upon your positions? Do you she didn't say these words. Do you seek out alternative information? Or do you exist in your little conspiracy theory bubble with Tucker Carlson and ivermectin? His answer, screw you. I know better. How dare you ask me this? You should need to look at the public's lack of trust in the medical. You know why they have trust is eroded in the medical profession? Because crackpots like RFK get on Joe Rogan's podcast and spew nonsense that you then repeat, Senator. And as if the insanity of what Ron Johnson was saying yesterday wasn't quite enough, we have some breaking news for you. The Make America Healthy Again report. Yes, that came out from RFK and Donald Trump's Department of Health and Human Services. And guess what? It cited fake scientific studies. So they're not scientific. They're just made up research. Had incorrect citations to research that did exist. Even some of that research that did exist that they cited incorrectly. They extrapolated inaccurate results. Misinformation, made up nonsense, riddled with errors. What the hell is that guy reading? You reading that, the error-strewn political propaganda that's being spewed out by DHHS? RFK Jr., the guy that talks about placebo studies and said, it was never, blah, 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 goes on about it, not knowing that placebo studies for certain terminal diseases and illnesses are considered unethical in the medical profession. Let's listen to some more from the medical college craziness brought to you by Senator Ron Johnson. This one's nice. After insulting a room full of doctors and scientists, he thought, well, these are rich people. I should probably insult poor people too. Let's take a listen.
You have to reduce that structural deficit. And again, you continue to punish success, you get less of it, and you'll dry up federal revenue from that standpoint. So you might feel good. Good. Yeah, we're really getting those rich guys. It's those rich guys that invest, risk their capital, build the business, you know, create the types of jobs and opportunity. You can deny that fact, but again, now you're really denying reality.
Well, I'd like to say I disagree with that, but I'll allow time for another question.
By the way, I've never met a poor person that created jobs. You know, keep denying reality that it's people that have wealth that put the capital to work.
A doctor, he is not. A scientist, he is not. A researcher, he is not. An economist, he is not. And a working man, he is not. With all due respect to every wealthy person that made their wealth through their own blood, sweat, and tears, through their own ingenuity and creativity, they don't scale that wealth without working people. They don't scale that wealth without working people, and yes, poor people that buy their products, that download their apps. You want to talk about job creation? It's the middle class that creates jobs because we consume the products that the companies produce. Ron Johnson doesn't understand the most fundamental element of capitalism: supply and, Senator, demand. The hubris, the out-of-touchedness of Wisconsin's Republican senator, the disdain, the disrespect, the dismissiveness is unparalleled. It is cruel, but at base, he's just wrong. We come back, we have at least one more cut from the craziness. The craziness that is Wisconsin's Senator Ron Johnson. If you're watching us on YouTube, check it out. Wore my special Ron Johnson t-shirt for you today. Wisconsin needs less Ron Johnson. America needs less Ron Johnson. Our economy, our sciences need less Ron Johnson. We continue this exclusive, bring you more sound from his wackadoo appearance before the Medical College of Wisconsin, which they've tried to scrub from the internet, but we got it for you right here. Keep it locked on the Civic Media Radio Network.